Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, mad or glad, inner sight round the world. Welcome, everybody. And, yeah, it was a cool weekend. Every day is beautiful, right? Yeah. Especially when you have inner sight. And I heard an interesting thing on the news. I don't know if this is a mad or a glad yet. If anybody has any information on this, phone in. 213-816-1650. NBC is reporting that Mr. Trump abruptly left the press conference. Coronavirus press conference. So I don't know what's going on with that or what that's about, but maybe we'll get some word on it. I don't know. All right, Matt, a glad Monday. And, well, you know, there's a lot to be glad about. Yeah. But then you find those things that jump in there that make you mad, you know. And I noticed that there's a lot of extra signs up lately that millions of us can't read, guys like me, you know, read the signs and all that. And I also have a strong suspicion, I haven't experienced it yet, but I have a strong suspicion that a lot of these, I hear that they're supposed to be checkpoints when you travel from one state to the next. I'm planning to go to Pennsylvania probably next month. So these checkpoints, are they identifiable all? Now, there's a mad, you know. The government responsible for that, the government evidently running them, you know, are they going to be completely accessible? Which means that if they hand you something and you're blind, are you going to be able to read it? You know? And I don't mean put it on the person to read it. I mean it should be in a form that you could read it. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, that's just another thing where you don't know what's going on. And how do you know the person checking you doesn't have a virus? There's the other thing. You know, you're taking a they talk about taking a chance. How about taking a chance with that? You know, you don't know if that person has a communicable disease, if they're going to come near you and all that and check you. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But this is Mad or Glad Monday, and we get our engineer in here. You'll be able to call in 213-816-1650 and talk about anything that you're mad about or glad about. I'll tell you one thing, I'm so glad I got my dog with all these, with this storms. It wasn't much of a storm, I don't think. I mean, I didn't witness much of it. A little wind. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Out where I live here in Suffolk County, New York, the electric went out, the lights went out. The power was off for several days. I think the people who run these companies need to do a lot more. And this is a mad. Need to do, they take people's money. They should be doing a lot more to protect these cables and so on and so forth. And nothing's perfect, you know. But I think a lot more could be done to protect them. And that's one thing I'm hoping that they're going to be doing. Of course, the bottom line is the money. Well, why don't they find other ways, as we've said a million times, other ways to raise the money, you know, and compensate people for it in some way? I mean, be creative. That's the key here. That's what's going on here. A lot of these companies are not creative. They're too humdrum. All right, in a sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue.org. And you want to adopt an Akita, that's the place to go. They're out there in Tom's River, New Jersey. And you can dial them up at 609-388-7004. They have a new name on their kennel. So if you get a different name, it's still the Akita Rescue. They're still doing the rescue. All right, In a Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Watch over them, take care of them, cherish, protect them. We think of little Tommy, autistic kid, Avanti Oquindo, and Corey Foster, and of course Ollie Campbell now. All gone to a better place. All right. And go an extra mile for a child. In a Sight. Remind you right here on Mad or Glad Monday. Hey, don't forget Nobody Starved on Long Island with Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical. You can call him and get more information and find out. 631-484-3085. Give you that number again. Gary's a good guy. He's done a lot to help animals. He rescues. I've been to his place. He has dogs that he takes care of, and cats and all kinds of animals. So, and he'll get you the food. If you're disabled, talk to him. And he will try his best to bring you the food. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Long Island Connection. Our buddies over there with Terry and Bobby Rocco. Trying to make a difference. And help people. So visit them on the Facebook, Long Island Connection. All right, what else we got? Some of our friends worth mentioning. TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and the Good Mojo Printers, followed by a .com. All friends of In a Sight. All right, and we thank them for that. Let's see, around the world, In a Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, Kennedy Realty. And buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Anthony Kennedy Realty, located in Islip, New York. Don't get mixed up now, there's an Islip, England, too. But this is New York. 631-888-1186. If you need any real estate help, or you just want some information, or you're looking for a house, call Mr. Kennedy. Tell him you heard about it right here. An inner site. Let's see, what else we got? American Disability Act lawyer, James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. Do you have any questions about the American Disability Act, which needs to be fixed up and strengthened and have a lot more teeth in it. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. And I tell you one thing, a definite glad for me is my service dog, Charabelle, Akita, who had her work cut out for her with all these limbs and trees down and everything else, and had to clear me in walking. You know, and a lot of the trees were down for a few days, and they didn't move.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to take me out into the traffic to get around me, get around the trees, and then, you know, go back up onto the sidewalk. So she, I don't know how she did it, but she did it. I just followed her. Yeah, hello.
I have a mad.
What? A mad, all right.
Hold on,
go ahead.
A mad, yeah. Let me switch the song so you can hear me better. So today, this morning, well, actually yesterday, I call over with my aunt to see how my mom's doing over at the nursing home. We spoke with her, and my mom is, like, in a frenzy, sort of. She's like, oh, they're chasing me. They're, you know, now, if she was, you know, not as paranoid or as frantic, you know, she was very frantic, Frank. Now, that's not like my mom normally. You know, even with her dementia, she wasn't that frantic. You know, that my aunt and I were sort of afraid that she would hurt herself in a way by trying to get up and do something to herself by being so upset. So we wanted to ask, you know, what was going on, any changes in medicine, did you add a medicine, did you take away a medicine, you know, we wanted to find out. We had so much trouble calling in, I just kept calling like crazy, you know, Sunday night. Finally got a hold of them real late, got a hold of them and was ticked off, actually, and they heard it. And so all the way until the next morning they called me, which is Monday morning, and they said, well, sorry that, you know, you had trouble getting a hold of us, blah, 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 you know, the whole nine. We'll have the psychiatrist come and see us. All right. They had the psychiatrist come and see us, and then they said, oh, there's nothing that we can do that's her dementia. I'm like, no, that's not a satisfactory answer to me. I want to know if there's any changes that you've made recently that she has not did that before like that. It's a major change. I want to know what's going on. Still, I haven't got. So now I got a call. They think it's sundown syndrome with the dementia, that if after sundown there's a certain amount of changes to the brain when the sun goes down. So I'm waiting to see that if that theory is true. I'm gonna call every day starting tomorrow.
How long has she been on that medicine?
Which medicine?
Whatever medicines they're giving her.
Oh, she's been on most of them a while.
How many is she on? There's only one.
There's only one that's new that I noticed, and that's hydrochlorothiazide.
How many is she on?
She's been on that one before. I'm sorry?
How many is she on?
Maybe about 15.
Oh, my
Less
God. And you wonder why her brain is not operating right?
Well, she's on less than me, Frank.
Yeah, but that's probably what's happening, especially long-term on those things. It's horrible.
Yeah, but she's on plenty less
they
than
ruin
me.
They ruin people's lives.
She's on
they
way
destroy
less than
people.
Me. I know they destroyed me. Look at what's happening to me. I'm on plenty of medicine. Way too many. Way too many. I need to get off all of them. Every single one of them.
I mean, they don't look at any other way.
No,
they
don't.
To help people. Well, there's the answer. What do you expect? They ruin people's lives.
And
they make
people
worse.
Why aren't you doing anything different? Why aren't you helping her in a different way? Why aren't you? What do you expect? To be paid for and within the, the system. Unfortunately, they don't pay for anything else. That's what she said. She goes, "I'd love
to
help her
in a different way. It wouldn't cost as much."
Yeah, that's
if they gave
her
herbal stuff and come on, what kind of there's no excuse? It would cost less.
No, but that's the answer. But that's the answer right there. It would cost less. Hence, they can't bill more to get more money. That's the key right there. You said a mouthful. It would cost less, and they can't bill more to make more money. There it is.
Yeah. That's the whole damn thing.
They can't make more money.
They're only interested in the money.
About.
They don't care about the person.
Yeah.
Person
yeah,
passes on, they'll find another victim.
Yeah. And as soon as you can't keep that bed warm, and you're not satisfactorily keeping that bed warm, you are out. If you're starting to be cold and keeping that bed warm, guess what? You're out. That's it. Simply put.
I remember when your mom went into this damn place. She wasn't like that.
She wasn't. She was able to walk
Maybe
around.
She had a few problems, but she wasn't. They have made her worse.
She was nowhere near like that. They made her very
times
bad.
Worse.
Yeah.
Without question.
She was able to talk and move around and do things. In a matter of since 2018 to 2020, 2018 she was admitted into the two different nursing homes, right? Only 2018, right? That's it. I have a recording on a message from her on my phone still to remind me of the state of affairs. And I should play.
She's
I should
been
play
in there for what, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Of her saying, "Hey, Suzanne, are you going to come?
In 2 years, look how she's deteriorated."
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
They made her worse.
And now she can't even.
You think if she went, if she went to Dr. Calipe, do you think she'd be in this state now?
No. Mm-mm.
There's the answer. Somebody like him.
I think he'd be able to reverse some of what she has. Truthfully, right now, if I had the money, I'd bring her with me. I would. I'd bring her with me to Calipe.
The money is there, but they won't pay for it.
That's right.
Money's there.
Right. You know what Calipe said? You know why they won't pay for it? Because we'd be, not curing, but we'd be pushing back some of the basic stuff that they don't believe in. Yeah, that's what he said. On the thing.
Oh,
you'd be taking... pushing back time. Yeah.
So there's the answer.
They can't bill for that. Yeah. Well,
the answer is there. They don't want the answer. Trump said something today which is very encouraging, which to me would be a glad. He said, "The pharmaceutical industry does not control me." That's a step in the right direction.
That
hear that
step in the right direction.
From a president. I never heard that from a president before.
No. I don't think anything controls Trump, truthfully.
What?
I don't think anything controls Trump.
Yeah, but, I mean,
except for the people who vote for him or not.
I can't understand what you're saying. Except for what?
Except for the people who vote for the president or not. I think that's the only people who will control the situation and the president.
In a sense, yeah. But Meckin today got involved. He's the Stephen Meckin is the Treasurer, Secretary. Treasury Department. He's the money guy.
Yeah.
He got involved today. He made a statement that they should have an agreement sometime this week. So we'll see what happens. You know, with the stimulus and all that stuff, you know.
Right.
I think they ought to, you know what I think they ought to do? I'm going to tell you what I think. I think they should do what the inner sight idea is. Give everybody $1 million, you know. Forget about these agencies, you know. Put the money in a debit card, you know, divide it in such a way, this is for your medical, this is for your housing, you know. And let people live their lives until this thing blows over. And if people had that kind of money, they'd spend money. Then you'd see the economy come way up.
Boost up,
That's what they should do. Stop messing around with all these little numbers, this little $1,200. What the hell is that going to do? Nothing. Give $1 million today is not a lot of money. You know, and those who don't understand money, who, you know, you have to get somebody to help them, of course, you know. But the money must be allocated and designated, not just to give somebody the money and, you know what I mean? It has to be all figured out. This is for your food. And, of course, part of that should be don't touch the disability money that belongs to the disabled. That would be my plan if I were president. I would go after it in a big way. And I'm surprised that Trump hasn't said that.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
know. He's a businessman. I mean, that's what I think. You know, they say it's going to take a while. Give people big money. Let them spend it. They're going to spend it anyway. You know? And there's going to be taxes on it. The government's going to get it back. They have to. Every time you pay something or buy something, there's taxes. You're spending the money. So why are they messing around with all these little figures and fighting over this? You know? Shut the damn agencies down temporarily. Who the hell needs them? We don't need them.
Yeah.
Give us the money. Let us live our own lives. If you had, let's just take your case. If you got $1 million in your name and it was all designated for, let's say, argument's sake, medical, $100,000, right? Not only could you help your mom, you could help yourself, you know? You could get healthier, you could pay taxes, you know? These people don't think right, I'm telling you something. What have these agencies done for us? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell did they do for us? We're still up there on the Eyewitness News website talking about how the agencies should have done a much better job, and they didn't. They didn't do a damn thing for us. The only agency that I know of that did something to help somebody was Autism Speaks, and it was only $250. I mean, at least they did something. You know, that's the only one I know of. And I know it was true because I got it for my girlfriend who's autistic. But that's what they ought to do instead of messing around with all these small-ass numbers. You want people to spend money? Give them the damn money. Not forever. You know? So anyway, that's the inner sight way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. And no, you can't quit your job. If you quit your job, you forfeit the money.
Of course.
You forfeit the money. That's how it should be. There should be rules.
Or even if the only thing is if you become disabled, then you get it based on your disability. I mean, there's ways to go around things.
Well, they have to change that. That should belong to the disabled person because the money's going to run out.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're not going to make everything accessible.
No.
Unless they include it in part of the plan. But then you're asking for a lot.
Yeah, I know.
You know? I'm thinking just of the economy right now.
Yeah.
You know, so people would spend more money. A lot of stores are out of business because people don't go out and spend money.
No. You got to see it in my neighborhood. It's up in Farmingdale, New York. Okay. You go to the main street in my town, all right, and it's absolutely, literally, the main street in many, our block is just you go down, and the restaurants, a lot of them that were, once were, very populated, are no longer there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's terrible.
People don't have
very,
the money.
Very, very populated town.
If everybody got $1 million, they would be going out spending money.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That'd be nice. But I don't think it's only the money. I think that this disease would,
gotta,
and an assurance that our health would be better, you know?
You got to deal
That's
with the, I had a discussion today with a woman in.
I think we have callers, so let me get you on.
Yeah, let me finish my thought. A discussion today with a woman in the local coffee shop, and she couldn't hear what I was saying because they have these barriers up, you know, this plastic stuff, you know, it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know, I said, this thing doesn't protect you from a virus.
Yeah.
She agreed with me.
What she said?
She agreed. She said, I know that. She said, you know what protects you from a virus?
Yeah.
I told her, your immune system.
Well,
that's what
true.
They should be protecting. Now, that's what they should be fortifying. You know?
Yeah.
Not the store, not the place, the immune system.
No, the place doesn't help, nothing, you know.
I said, these doctors, they don't want you to have a good immune system. Because then you don't need them.
You know why? That's right. I guarantee
she agreed
you that's
with me.
The main reason.
People are thinking more about what the hell's going on here, you know. These doctors can't even take care of a virus that's similar to the common cold. Who the hell needs them?
Yeah.
That doesn't make them look good. Let me tell you something.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Do the Able News, and then we'll go to the phones.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscriptions today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petition. The service dogs, license to schools, and, you know, give us rights, give us the benefit of a doubt when denied the dog or the medical. The nursing home one, Yeah, but we got to revise that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get to that. All right. But
yeah,
you can sign it. Well, mm-hmm. people are not going to sign it until they know what.
Would it be revised?
We'll do it this weekend if you want.
All right. Inner sight around the world. Let's see. Who we got on the line?
How about we make a date, you and I, and do it on this weekend? We should do it one of the days. All right?
Who do we have on the line?
We have Maureen and Anthony.
Oh, all right. Let's hear from Anthony, and then we'll go to Maureen.
Okay. Here's Anthony.
From Brooklyn, Inner Sight.
Yep.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. Good evening. How's it going?
Hey, good.
I'm glad to hear that. I just wanted to say that, you know, Suzanne, a nursing home is definitely the wrong place to look for any kind of answers or any kind of change. They have never, you know, done anything that would even represent change in the slightest way. They don't want change. They want the same old system, business as usual. Make money, you know, the patient dies, gets bed sores, falls off the bed, you know, perhaps the oxygen mask isn't on the right way or they pulled it off or God knows what happens. And then they'll just have lawyers who, you know, will take their cases and continue to make money off of it and expand their law firms. And if they sue, then they'll just give you maybe $1,000 or $2,000 and then it'll be done with, and then you'll call the state and they'll get a fine and maybe they'll put some cameras, but the person will never be happy or content, and they'll never, you know, they'll never live life to the, you know, fullest or happiest potential possible that they would in their homes. And, you know, it's the fault of people not believing in home care agencies and family members that don't want to be bothered with it that have caused all this. You know, there are beautiful home care agencies that I've mentioned out here many times that I believe in fully, and I know that could care for people that, you know, are private agencies of owners that I've talked to personally, you know, who have invested their life into these agencies, such as Bluebird Home Care in St. Louis, Missouri, which phone number I don't have offhand, or here in Brooklyn, there's Five Star Home Care, which takes private cases and takes managed long-term care cases like Fidelis or Health First, 718-676-9977. Again, 718-676-9977. But, again,
Fidelis?
Yes, I do. And, again, I bet you know, that they won't adhere call these agencies because they could care less about their family members and they don't want to see what's best for them. They want their lives,
you know,
and they don't want to be bothered. I'm sorry, Suzanne, you're very faded.
Do you know who put my mom in the nursing home and who called
who
in Adult Protective Services?
Who? A Fidelis care nurse? Well, some of them can
yeah.
be really witches, you know, with a broom.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? But
well,
again,
the broom.
I think everybody, well, you know what?
Again,
I think every agency has their witch with a broom.
Yeah,
okay,
well, I've had a Fidelis witch too that told me that I could
yeah.
live off of 4 hours on the weekend from 9 to 1. You can't tolerate
yeah.
Fidelis's nonsense. You have to have your hearing.
No,
you have to.
But you know what?
Go.
I already did the fair hearing twice.
And you lost.
The last hearing was like, that's it. You know.
But shamefully, Suzanne,
yeah.
I think, like I've said, I think you've got taken advantage of because of your situation and, you know, the condition that you're bedbound and they preyed on you and they just kind of did what they wanted and ran circles around your head. But then again, it's not under the control of the home care agencies. They don't want to see anybody go into a nursing home. But again, it's the fault of these managed care companies that just want to see people limp along and be provided very minimal care and, you know, give you a couple of drinks a day and sweep up a little bit and make your bed and then you'll have some you know, doctor that works for Fidelis that is in another state that doesn't know your situation firsthand, who has never seen you and could care less. make decisions about, you know, Suzanne Tarozzi Ferraro, who he's clueless and would never see and doesn't care and wouldn't know what happens to her day or night. And all she wanted was a home health aide. Yes.
I've been very, very, very voicey about a lot of things lately. I mean,
well,
I went voicey about my MRI the other day. I had to be. I called Medicare for myself, for my husband's insurance. They were going to deny me it, and I got it approved.
So have I, Suzanne. But, you know,
it's
I'm getting
horrible.
To the point where I'm so fed up with the traditional system that it's it has circles of birds going around my head. And I'm going out of my head over it. To the point where I'm so tired of it that I'm calling private businesses and corporations to ask for help privately without depending on these agencies, because the reason why these agencies have these cases is because, number one, we know that, you know, the traditional system of depending on one agency for one side of Brooklyn or one side of Manhattan and overwhelming them with too many cases doesn't work because they're too overwhelmed and they have too many cases. Secondly, you know, people live all over the place now and you can't just concentrate all your efforts in of providing home care in one area. Thirdly, people are not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fourth of all, you can't put everyone in a nursing home. We know that. But, you know, they basically... it's not even that. They don't want to put you in a nursing home either, but they don't want for you to have home care. But they basically want you to just live a very minimal standard of a quality life where you sit on the couch after the AIDS leaves.
So you rat and die.
And then they write, you know, and say that after the hours are over, you can survive and you'll be fine and this and that. And they want the cheapest agencies possible. And the agencies are happy to, you know, accept it at a cheap price because they have so many cases, but perhaps there aren't, you know, the agencies don't have as many cases as they should because the cases are not focused in the right areas, in the right neighborhoods, or with the right agencies of people who care. And sometimes it's because of the coordinator that fails at a good agency who could care less about the clients or the, you know, home health aides and wants to short them of hours. Meanwhile, he or she knows that it's not good enough for the aide or for the client, and people want them or need them, but they'll put them with people that don't want them or need them or don't have enough hours where neither poor party is happy just to cover a case, and that's sad. But that's the way home care is.
Anthony, thank you so much. We got to get to our other caller.
You're welcome. Take care.
But we really appreciate what you're saying.
Thank you, Frank.
Inner Sight.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Inner Sight Television. Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, Long Island, and Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, 1997. And that's on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Inner Sight Matter, Glad Monday. And I want to remind everyone that we are in the midst of helping Suzanne get a stem cell treatment.
Yes, thank you.
And we're working on the GoFundMe. It's almost ready to go up. We spoke to the doctor today, and it sounds like we're going to get some good cooperation from them. Dr. Calipe is the guy. He's a radio personality. And also, we made a phone call today to try and get the money for her treatment. You know, we're not going to mention any names, but we can only tell you that the person who is involved is very well off, and we'll have to wait and see if they're going to help. Inner Sight is trying to make this happen. Anybody out there who'd like to make a donation, we got to raise $15,000. The GoFundMe is not yet up, but you can call Inner Sight, and we'll tell you how to make out the check. We don't want to give out the address on the air. All right.
Yes,
please. Call the Inner Side, 631-224-3090. And if you want to make a donation toward the $15,000, we greatly appreciate that. Inner Side. All right, we got Maureen on the line from Queens. Thanks. A nursing home advocate.
Thank you, Inner Side, and thank you, private possible donor. And let's see, Maureen, here she comes.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm glad I got to see my mom again today, so that was good. That was good. And, Frank, I had the answers to, I left them on your messages to the, what you called me about before.
All right.
With Alice. I couldn't get it right away, so that's what took so long. So.
Yeah.
And there was a shooting outside the White House. That's why they pulled Trump away from the press conference.
Yeah.
There was a shooting, but the law enforcement did the shooting, so I don't know who was, you know, the suspect, but that's what happened. So,
the suspect went to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
What was the suspect doing?
The suspect.
Oh.
The guy who got shot.
What was he doing, the suspect?
He was in a park that was directly across the street from the White House, and he came up with a loaded gun or something like that. I don't know exactly what else after that. There wasn't.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear the whole.
Yeah, but there wasn't that many details. I was watching the press conference a little bit before I got on there.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't hear the whole thing. I just heard that there was a shooting and, the law enforcement did the shooting. And so that was, I tell you, it's like living in a crazy wild movie. It really is,
That's
you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
At least the crazy wild movie only goes on for 2 hours and then it's over.
So, how's your mom doing?
Yeah, she's doing good. She was so surprised to see me because she didn't realize today was the visiting day. So, she was very happy. Yeah. And then this was sad. She wanted to come home with me. And,
That's normal.
And then she kept asking, like, what day am I coming again? I said, I don't know. I was surprised that I got to go back this quick. You know, I got the call on Friday saying would I like to come again on Monday, and I said yes, of course. So we'll have to see when I can
That's
go
awesome.
Over. Yeah, are you still getting to go on the 18th, Suzanne?
I don't know. I have to find out. I have to call and put in a request with recreation. Yeah.
I heard not too many nursing homes actually have opened. So many times that.
I
got to
call and find out.
7%
That's open.
That's
just
so sad.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that the others have the virus going on in them?
I don't know. It's possible.
Here's the
they
question.
Haven't opened, so.
There's a question for for the governor.
you can get
an answer.
First we're told it's, you know, this number and that number, and then, we're the lowest and everything, and I don't know, I just hope that's true and everything, you know? There are certain states that, you know, they're checking licenses and all, so I guess if you go out, Frank, you have to, you know, you'll come back in from Pennsylvania, and I guess you'll be checked, so... You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they're going to check every car anyway. And, you know? Who knows?
Where do they check you? You get off the train?
No, it's even for cars now.
I don't have a car.
Yeah, well, if you're going with somebody, you know. So,
if you don't have a car, you don't get checked.
I'm so sick of the whole thing. I really am, you know. I'm just so sick. My poor mom keeps, come over here by me. I said, I can't. You know? It's just, it's just too much surreal that you can't even kiss your loved one or hug them or, you know. It's just,
that was my mom,
ridiculous.
I tell you. Me, I'm a rebel. It wouldn't stop me.
Well, you know, every weekend and maybe during the week, I'm not sure, down here in Forest Hills, the next block, they're having soccer games, barbecues, no masks hardly, no social distancing. You know, he picks and chooses who he, you know, wants to, what would you say, stop from doing stuff, you know? It's just so ridiculous. It really is. I don't know. I just hope it comes to an end soon, you know, and I can get her home.
Well, if they want to check me, I want proof that I can read who they are, and I want proof that the person checking me has been cleared of the virus in writing that I can read.
Well, the whole thing doesn't make any sense because
that's what I'm
going to
demand.
Yeah. How do you know who, you know, is doing what or whatever? How do you, we know
you
that
don't.
Person doesn't have whatever?
You don't.
You know?
You don't
no.
know.
So that's
the person
the whole
checking
thing is just
you
such a,
could have
yeah.
a communicable disease.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the whole thing is
know.
Just such a joke, really, you know. It's just a shame it's at people's expense, you know. But nothing of it makes much sense, you know. It really, truly doesn't. It's, you know, I mean, how would you ever know, you know? And the testing thing, too. I mean, if you test it on Monday, you don't have it, you could get it Wednesday. How would you, you know, I mean, how would you know who you were with? It's just, I'm just so sick of it. I really am. New Zealand hasn't had a case in over 100 days. New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're doing, right?
New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand.
Oh.
They haven't had a case in over 100 days. But here... What
have they been doing that's right?
I don't know.
I think they
I
have
they
a lot
have
of holistic medicine over there. New Zealand.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a different system.
I haven't actually heard the totals lately for, you know, they were giving them every day, but I haven't actually... heard. I think it was going down a little bit, but I don't trust the numbers anyway. They could fudge them, you know?
I don't know. They give different numbers, but who knows how accurate it is.
It's all political. The whole thing is political. It really is. It really is, you know? It's all political. And he hasn't picked his running mate yet, the other one?
Oh, no, I thought he did.
I haven't heard that he did. Did you, Suzanne?
No.
Didn't.
Biden picked his running mate?
No, not yet. He's close to it, but I don't think he's picked it yet.
Didn't he have a couple of women that he was considering?
Yes, he did.
About five. Yeah.
Huh?
But he hasn't picked any yet.
No. I don't know. I don't hear much about him in the news. You only hear about Trump. Have you noticed that?
What about
the
debate?
Oh, the debate. That should be. When is that supposed to be?
What, the debate?
Yeah, when's it supposed to be?
The debates or him picking the person?
Huh?
Frank? What's supposed to happen? Him pick the person to run again with him?
24th?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
You mean when Biden's going to pick whoever? Well, it was supposed to be last week, then it was today maybe, now nothing yet, so who knows? You know? Plus, weren't they supposed to have debates, too? Whatever happened to the debates? You know?
Well, I don't know. I have a feeling that Biden's going to drop out.
I don't know. There's something going on, definitely.
My brother Googled, and he said that Trump now is ahead in Pennsylvania where Biden was, and now he's not anymore.
Oh. Well, over the weekend, we just kept hearing that Biden was 6 points ahead in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So, I don't know. When we hear when Biden's ahead, we hear it. So, I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's less than 100 days, and we just still don't know who's running.
I do know that, as far as I know, Biden hasn't done anything to help people get through this hard time.
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about that at all.
No. I don't know.
Anyway.
I just, yeah.
In a sight, man of glad, Monday, around the world. And anything else, Maureen? Glad to see your mom.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I gave you the answers on there, and if there's anything else you need to know or ask me, I'll give her another call and find out, okay?
Yeah, thanks. I'll check it out. I'll listen and see what...
yeah, okay. I didn't know if you wanted to, you know, tell on the air, so... All right. Okay, guys.
All right.
All right. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. Take care, both of you. I'm glad you got your electricity back, Frank.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Yes, I know. I can imagine.
You know, I gotta tell the story about that. It's a miracle story.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing you have Shamrock Bell.
All right.
To help
out. All right, Suzanne, you there? Hello? Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Maureen, you better hang up the phone, please.
No, I'm here.
I'm here.
You need me to hang up, or you can do it? I'm having a little trouble.
No, please hang up.
All right. You want me to hang up?
Yeah. I'm having trouble
with
my phone.
Okay, all right.
Good night, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good night to you,
too. Thank you. Let's release the call. What was it, Thursday, came home from the city, and one of my neighbors said, I heard everybody had, a few people had generators going, and one of my neighbors said, we'll have electricity, it should be on by Saturday, and here, this is Thursday, you know. So I come in the house, and I'm in here about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, boom. The lights come on, and the fans start going. And I look at my dog, Charabel, who I believe is an angel, and I said, what did you do? And she did it, as far as I'm concerned. She got the power going. They said it was supposed to be Saturday. It happened a few minutes after I walked in the house with her. So you can believe what you want. I believe that my dog's an angel. In a sight. Around the world. 213-816-1650. You want to call in. Mad or glad Monday. What are you mad about? What are you glad about? Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday show. Why doesn't the county protect us? We're going to talk about the different counties and how they allow agencies to raise a lot of money, deny people services, and keep the money. We're going to talk mostly about the service dog schools Wednesday. Thursday night, I don't know, I forget what the title. You remember the title for Thursday night?
No, okay.
Yeah. All right, Interside. Friday's the funnies. Can't forget that. I forget what we got for Thursday, though.
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking at it.
There you have it, folks. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, we need to... I'm mad about the fact that Mr. Biden, who wants to be president of this country, has not made any gesture or done anything that I know of to help people who are struggling with this whole economic business, you know. Now, he's got a lot of rich friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he do something? Well, he needs to do a fundraiser or something for the people. Okay, he's probably not allowed to use his money for the campaign, you know, which I understand. But why don't he get some people and do a separate thing and say, hey, I want to do something to help the people. This is the kind of president I'm going to be. You know, he doesn't do a damn thing for anybody. You want this man to be president? Come on.
Okay.
At least Trump.
Now.
You know, you can fault Trump all you want, but he's trying to do his job. He took an oath to protect the people of this country, so he passed. He signed all these executive orders because he's trying to protect the people and do his job. And, what I see going on, these Democrats are blocking him as much as they could instead of helping.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the Democratic Party. I'm a registered Democrat, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm not voting for them. I don't like what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't like what either party's doing, honestly. Each of them have their own faults. There's certain things that I don't like what each party's doing.
Yeah, but you got to take the one that is worse. Who's
best,
trying to help?
Yeah, it's true. I'll see.
You know,
you
got to analyze who's trying to help. What is the other guy doing to help?
Yeah, I will decide when I get to pull the panel. You know, I will decide.
That's what you
got
to look
right
at.
Right now,
the reality of it. You know, the other guy is not doing anything to help. He seems so nonchalant about the whole damn thing. You know? All right, Innersight. And around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. So, or you find a title?
No.
Hello? Thursday?
No, hold on. I can't
get
it right at the moment. Not at the moment.
All right,
I can't open. Oh, wait, here it is. Wait a minute. And I was able to get to it. Hold on. It is. It finally opened. Okay. The country should protect us. The county should protect us. Finally open.
No, that's for Wednesday night.
Oh, nobody asked nursing home residents if they wanted COVID positive people placed in nursing
homes. Oh, yeah,
homes.
We're going to talk about that on Thursday, about
right.
how the residents
right.
were forced upon with these people
Thursday
with communicable conditions.
What do you want for
Wednesday?
Wednesday
is why don't the counties protect us.
Okay, and then Thursday we're going to do the other?
Yeah.
All right,
Innersight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank our caller, Suzanne, co-host and engineer. Around the world, 631-224-3090, our Innersight phone number. And we'll be with you. Don't forget your immune system, wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, a lot of good stuff. Vitamin C, get out and get the sun. Keep that immune system high. That's the key for protection. Don't count on these stupid barriers, and the mask and all that stuff. All right, around the world, Innersight, thank you so much for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic where you can talk about whatever you want. Goodbye, world. Innersight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Innersight.
Good night, everyone.